Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal.
That's Clay. Clay on line four.
To the area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Just to clarify, it is not my birthday. It's the 15-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio's birthday. I may have the mentality of a 15-year-old, but my birthday is not till May. That'll be a whole different celebration.
But it is my birthday, Greg.
It is Jimmy the Bubble Boy's birthday, literally.
But I'm not 15, unfortunately.
Is today actually your birthday? It's not today, today.
No, April 1st.
April 1st is your birthday. The birthday of the show is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. My friend in New York, Tracy Perry's birthday is today. And Katie, the guy who owns my gym, his birthday is today.
Katy Perry's brother.
Yes, Katy Perry's sister, Tracy Perry. Tracy's also a girl's name.
Okay, if you say so.
Pretty confident.
Okay, we'll go with that.
I've seen her in a dress.
That sounds kind of foolish
to me.
No
Wesley Snipes.
That sounds kind of foolish to me.
Well, I've also seen in a dress.
But we got a lot of things to reflect on here in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I know you have a memory or two you'd like
to share.
I have
a couple of favorite memories from over
and,
the years.
Jimmy the Bubble Boy may have one or two he might be able to share with us. And I got a couple up in my sleeve. So we'll get to those in just a bit. But first,
short sleeves.
We have Clay from Explorer Ventures on the line with us. Who knows? Maybe he has a special moment he would like to forget that happened because of his association with Scuba Radio. Is that a fair
assessment? He remembers fondly back to 2009 before Explorer Ventures was the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio.
Clay, how do you think? Were those the days or what?
Those were definitely the days. You know, and I got to take this opportunity to wish you a very happy 15th birthday. I understand that's not what you're calling it, but you know, I think that's fair enough anyway.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. We're well into our teen years, and eventually we'll be able to trade in our fake IDs and become legal. But in the meantime, we're just enjoying our teams.
You're going through the brat phase of the show.
Exactly. And eventually we'll get through this whole potty training thing, too. But that'll probably take a few more years. let's talk about not just what's happened in the past, but what we're getting ready to do in the future. I mean, with Explorer Ventures, we got our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We got to talk about what happened in New Jersey last weekend because we gave away two more spaces on one of your boats, didn't we? Or is this news
to
you?
We certainly did, and I understand the guy that was very excited.
He was, you know, it was kind of cool. You know, in Chicago, at Our World Underwater, Dennis and his guest, he was a big Scuba Radio super fan. He won.
And he had come quite a ways to get to the show in Chicago.
Late Minnetonka,
Minnetonka.
Yes, close enough. And he had won, which was nice because he was a longtime Scuba Radio listener. The guy in New Jersey, I'm not sure if he's been listening as long
he
as
he found
Dennis.
Out earlier than the week about Scuba Radio.
Is that
but
what
he's very excited.
No, I don't think that's the case. He'd been listening for a while. I called him up and left a message on his voicemail. Said, "Hey, this is Greg from Scuba Radio. Could you please give me a call?" And he called back, which is either a sign that he knew who I was or two, that he
more
didn't.
Likely he didn't.
Right. But no, he said he had been listening to the show. And he was very excited to find out that he had won two spaces on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October, October 6th, and the Turks and Caicos with Scuba Radio and Divers Alert Network. So, I mean, it's great. And we got two more to give away on the West Coast. Do we not there, Clay?
We do indeed. We're going to be doing that. Not quite next month yet. So later on in April or May sometime, I believe.
Yeah, first weekend of May, Long Beach Dive Show. We're going to
have our first
giveaway
Chinese
there.
Mermaid there.
Yes, we actually did an interview on the air today of the first Chinese Scuba Radio Mermaid, Clay. So she would like to make a debut there in California. We'll see. We're going to work out some logistics, find out, you know, if it'll pan out and that kind of thing. But yeah, she's pretty excited. Who knows? Maybe she'll enter to
win
the contest.
With the Chinese, they don't try and pan out. They try and walk things out.
Oh, boy. Even after 15 years. They just don't get any better.
No.
You just can't get good help these days.
That's the truth.
Even after that long.
That's just, what are you going to do? Yeah. But we got a nice little promotion going at the dive shows. Now, I think in the next week or two, if you can't get to the Long Beach Dive Show, we may have another opportunity for you to win a couple spots on that trip. However, we do have a few spots available for purchase. October 6th in the Turks and Caicos. On the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard to join us. And all they have to do is call up Explorer Ventures at 1-800-322-3577 or go to exploreventures.com and you can get the number there as well. So we got that happening in October, and we got that to look forward to here in 2012. It's going to be another great memory. If I were to go back and think of some of the highlights that we've had over the last 15 years, you got to talk about the scuba cruises that we've done with Explorer Ventures. They have been phenomenal adventures. Unfortunately, I don't remember a lot of them. You hear what I'm saying, Clay? And that's whole pile.
No, I was going to ask you about that. I was going to ask you, first of all, what your favorite memory was, and correct myself and wonder if you had any.
Well, the problem is, the bonus with Explorer Ventures on a lot of the boats, they include free drinks and booze and that kind of thing when you're not diving. Which has a problem to wreak havoc with your limited memory cells that are left after these trips. But I always come off the boat with a smile on my face, and everybody else does too, because they're just phenomenal adventures. Bill, the one you did was
Turks and Caicos,
and the moment I was going to bring up, and you would think I would have mentally blocked this out, Clay, but I know you've seen the pictures of Bill and Demi. In the galley there on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard, trying to out-mermaid each other. Are those pictures still up in the Explorer Ventures office, like, don't allow this to ever happen again kind of
These
category?
Men are not allowed on any of our property.
Well, you know, the girls in the office had them up for a while, and I made them take them down because
it's eye candy.
Right. They couldn't hold down their lunch. I mean, can you blame them?
It's a diet program.
Wow.
Scuba radio diet works every time.
Binge, and just look at Bill's picture. That was a magical moment, slightly disturbing, but one of those things you can't, they kind of burn a memory in your brain. But that kind of stuff could happen. But of course, that's mixed in with some amazing scenery. Adventures and encounters with marine life that you just can't get anywhere else other than going on a live aboard trip like this. What about you, Bill?
Oh, well, you know,
I think.
Yeah,
sorry, Clay.
Go ahead, Clay. What?
I said, you know, I was going to say the best memory of any of the cruises had to be the one that, of course, I wasn't there for. But listening to you and Jerry Beatty talking about the Orca encounter with the. With a school of manta rays.
Yes, in the Galapagos. That was just phenomenal. The Galapagos, the Humboldt Explorer, we're swimming with mantas. More mantas than I thought were even possible to see on a dive. I didn't even realize this many mantas could exist. And then to cap the dive off on our surface interval, we're coming up from the safety stop, and then end up seeing 8 orcas swim right by us and follow them, and the tenders are kind of cruise alongside them. I mean, it was like your own little Discovery Channel adventure movie. It was just an amazing experience. And once again, these are the kind of things that can happen to you when you go on one of these liveaboard trips with Explore Adventures, or join us in October on our little adventure. You're guaranteed to see myself, the Scuba Cowboy, which is a unique feature in itself, and a real honest-to-goodness Scuba Radio Mermaids. An orca, hey, anything could happen. It's possible, but we can guarantee at least a Scuba Cowboy and a mermaid. How about that?
I mean, that seems like a very promising enterprise.
Yes.
And
Clay, you might even come on board for that one, wouldn't you? Maybe? You're thinking
about it. I'm hoping to be able to schedule that one in. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Mr. McCardle, I'm ready for my close-up.
Okay, that's just too much. Even, you know, just verbally hearing that, the audio portion without the pictures, I threw up a little bit.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
I'm not actually the diver, I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Well, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, 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 we'll twist it up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, 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 let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just die.
That is the Scuba Cowboy. He made quite an impression on the folks up at the Jersey Dive Show. They definitely seemed to like the music we were providing, and we thank Pup for providing that. And hanging out with the divers, we had a good time up in the Northeast. Who knows? We may talk to him before the show's out. He might have a Scuba Radio memory to reflect back on. Over our 15-year history, he's been hanging with us the last, I'd say, 3-4 years now. And he's had a few. He's had some memorable experiences, and that's what we're doing today, reflecting on some of those highlights here on the show as we celebrate our 15-year anniversary. Jimmy, the bubble boy in the studio. Jimmy, do you have one? Is there something that you can reflect on?
Yeah, you better
believe
it.
That you're able to share that won't get us taken off the air?
I can... Yeah, I can share. I mean, I'd like to say it was a spotted eagle ray or the octopus.
Sure, yeah.
But no, it wasn't that. It was when we were in Turks and Caicos on the liveaboard, and K Kelly, the Brazilian bikini model, had to do a photo shoot.
Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, had that's right. We had her on board, and she was modeling like, I don't know, like 10 different bikinis.
Uh-huh. And she's like, company, I don't want to go back to the cabin. I don't want to run. Bill does it better than me, but I don't want to go back to the cabin.
Greggy, you're so right.
So I'm like, well.
I don't want to go back to the cabin.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, no, Kelly, just use
you're
the gear locker.
You're the best diver master in the
world. In the world. And so I'm like, yeah, just go in the gear locker in the back deck. And she's like, okay. So she's back there, and I can see her through the hatch, and then the boat's pitching back and forth. And sure enough, she has a wardrobe malfunction there. And I got a little bit of, saw a little bit more than I should have, and that was a great trip. Only to find out later, she thinks she's all, you know, back there, and then, hey, there's security cameras in the gear locker. That
well, no, oh, that's right. That's what happened was, JF, the captain on that boat, after we do this photo shoot, she's just tucking inside the back thing, which is the engine room of the boat, and she was going in there and changing behind the door, and then after we were done with the shoot, JF comes on the intercom in the back and says, hey, by the way, thanks for the show. Yeah, I guess you didn't notice the security cameras there, but we did appreciate it.
Yeah, she wouldn't speak to me the rest of that trip.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Which was a prize in itself.
I haven't seen any of this. I haven't seen any more. Well, wait a minute. I have seen one wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have seen one.
Aside from me?
You mean aside from today?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess I could talk about this. I don't know if I've shared this story on the air. I think I have.
Uh-oh.
Which one? Which wardrobe malfunction do you think I'm referring to there, Bill?
I was just guessing at my own.
I'm debating in my brain right now whether or not I should share a name. You know what? Let's not. Let's just leave it.
You've seen a woman naked.
No, not really.
You've seen a man naked.
Yeah, let's say we've had our share of wardrobe malfunctions. On various video shoots in different places of the world. Nothing serious. But we did have one, and I will not share the name of the Scuba Radio Mermaid who decided
No, it wasn't Denise.
No.
Can I just Andros. Keep Wait, guessing it? You'll say yes when we get it right.
No, it was Andros. It was Andros, wasn't it? Weren't you in Andros when that happened?
No.
Oh, it was not Andros. That was a different one then.
But we were doing a, all the pictures you see up at scubaradio.com of the Scuba Radio Mermaid. So that we've had our share of situations where when they're posing for pictures underwater, something might have went amiss. Now, I'm very respectful, believe it or not, despite what I say on the radio, when it comes to protecting our mermaid's chastity and all that kind of stuff. What are you laughing at, Bill?
Nothing. I can just see you out there with your plate mail armor.
That's right. You got a lockbox
driving,
on that,
driving
you,
off the men.
And anyway,
none
so we're doing this.
Pass.
We're doing this underwater video shoot, and we have a perfect scene, crystal clear water.
You fools!
A wall where the background is just dark blue, and we have one of our mermaids float up over this outcropping of a reef or a rock type structure, and have her float up into the shot. Right, she floats up in the shot. She's looking. She's kind of her tail's up behind her. And she's looking like the Little Mermaid floating up over this outcropping, and that's the scene we want to get. So she goes down, she holds her breath, and she goes down, and she starts to float up, just angelic. And you see the tip of her fin come up over the outcropping there.
Well, hold on, I can cross off
picture,
this thing. Looked
perfect picture until the rest of her comes up, and all of a sudden I'm filming, and I notice, like, wait a minute, her mermaid tail had eased itself off of her backside. So we got a full moon in this daylight shot. You
Greg,
why is
this the first I'm hearing of this?
And I laughed so hard I choked on seawater and dropped the camera. I didn't film it because as soon as I saw what was going on, I couldn't do that. But it was one of the funniest
Good
things
times.
I'd ever experienced in my life. And, I won't say who it was. And she was pretty understanding about it. I mean, you know, stuff happens. But that never did make the final edit, obviously. It never actually. I literally did turn the camera off, but I still have this mental picture burned into my memory that I won't soon forget. And now you will have it too.
Why? Thank you. My favorite memories of this program, since we're going down this horrible road.
Yeah.
One member of the team for my birthday one time decided to flash me.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
CJ, pretty hot looking without a shirt on.
Really? Wow.
Now, actually, if you think back, you'll remember that there was a member of the team some time ago.
That flashed that it, you?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
She was quite proud of the surgery, which had led her to being flashable.
Was apparently. That Eminem's friend?
No.
No?
No.
Why don't I remember this?
I'll remind you of who it was later.
You can't... Come on, give me a hint.
I'll give you this clue.
Yeah?
She had been married to the guy you started the show with.
I knew it! What? She flashed you one time?
She didn't just flash me. She put him up against the screen. This is back in the old studio, and she came right up to it. It was my birthday.
What? Where was I? I don't remember any of this.
I don't know. She wasn't flashing you. It wasn't your damn birthday.
Evidently. You know, this never birthday. Happens to me.
Yeah, well, just saying. On a completely different note, you know, I've had some fantastic times traveling with the Scuba Radio team.
Yeah.
I distinctly remember a fantastic week down in the Caymans, which by coincidence was also in December. It was also for my birthday. It was the year I turned 40. So that was like, what, 15 years ago?
At least.
But for my 40th birthday, we were down in the Caymans.
Right. Well, yeah, Dive Tech. Bob Evans.
Bob Evans was there.
Yeah.
Right, because I got a gift from him, and Steve Hendrickson and Don were there, and that was a fun trip.
I
distinctly remember another December, I think it was in 2007, it was the week before I first met the Drunken Santa. That was my favorite day ever.
Yeah, where the hell, what happened to him?
Everything since then has been terrible.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
For our 15-year anniversary, before we get back to some more reminiscing of things gone by, things we've done that have surprised even us over the years, I got to cover, or at least get caught up a little bit on our viewer mail. Here's one from Dave. First of all, congrats on your 15th-year anniversary. Can't believe it's been 15 years. Feels like 30. Are you able to squeeze in an appearance at the Dive Expo in Tacoma this year? Well, we're working on it, Dave, and we hope to be there. It looks like we may have a slight issue where I won't be there. However, we're planning to send a mermaid and the scuba cowboy at the bare minimum. So that might be a bonus if I don't show up. But we're got some scheduling issues we're working out, but we should have some appearance or something going on there at the Tacoma Dive Show. So I look forward to seeing you there. We are planning to come out to the Long Beach Show a couple weeks later as well. Okay, now here's an email. I got back. This is from Dennis. This is the guy who won the in Chicago to be on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
Outstanding.
And he sent me an email of a resort in, let's see, where is this place at? The Radisson Blu in Berlin.
Interesting.
And look at this, Bill. It looks like a hotel.
Looks like it's underwater.
In the atrium, they have a giant aquarium.
Son of a gun.
Now, that does look pretty awesome.
Yeah, it does.
The aquarium in the middle of this hotel spans the entire height of the hotel atrium, it looks like to me. I can't tell totally from this picture, but there's a diver in there floating around the fourth or fifth floor, you know. And
that's pretty awesome.
That could be pretty wild. So he suggested that we contact them and see if they would...
Is that the new
Scuba Radio in Berlin?
Is that the new second largest aquarium?
I
remember reading a headline about the new second largest aquarium being in Berlin, and I didn't read the whole story.
It might be. This looks pretty big. I'm saying it's huge. We just gonna see if they'll put us up at the Radisson Blu in Berlin, and we'll reach out to them and they'll probably hang up on us as they host of them do. But we'll give it a shot. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It is our birthday here at Scuba Radio today, 15 years on the air. April Fool's Day is our anniversary show, and I am not fooling. It is 15 years ago today that we started this goofy little show devoted to diving. A little bit more viewer mail. This is from Jamie in Chestertown, Maryland. He goes, Greg, where can we find a copy of that Bimini song you guys play on Scuba Radio every now and then? He's talking about... which is the Calypsonians. I know which song he's talking about. That's Calypsonians. That's all I can tell you. Look it up on iTunes. Just online. Google it. Calypsonians, Lay Low and Bimini is the name of the title.
Lay Low.
All right. And also it says, look, I found this brochure for a trip to Bimini in a box in the attic, and I thought it'd be a nice blast from the past. My dad brought it back from a Florida trip sometime in the early to mid-70s. Check with Neil Watson and see if they offer this rate today.
Oh, boy.
Says, dive the Bahamas, two complete days for $69.95, weekdays
wow.
only. Includes airfill to Bimini, or airfare to Bimini and return.
Holy moly.
Transportation to and from the airport in Bimini, 2 days and one night at the fabulous Bimini Island Yacht Club, all meals, a wow. dive boat, and guide to and from the reef both days.
There's no expiration date on that.
Neil, I'm wondering, he's on the line with us right now. Is this you? Do you think?
$69.95. Hey, listen.
What?
That was, you did three dives on your arrival and three dives on your departure.
Exactly.
You could dive and fly back then.
Yes.
You know, we didn't realize that you would die.
Yeah, right. That was the only downside of this offer, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
$69.95 if you live, maybe.
That's but, right. But the dangerous part was not the diving and the flying, it was the flying, because Walt DeMartini owned Atlantic Coastal Airways at the time, and you had to fly over with Walt.
Exactly.
Whereas you had to fly back with Walt.
Interesting. Yeah, so maybe you were actually just paying so he could get extra airtime.
Well,
paid for the gas.
Actually, the air was $25 round trip, included the taxes then.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But you know, I know you guys, you were talking about that special you have going to Bimini right now. That's still going on this week, too, right? You mentioned that at Beneath the Sea. Is that
credit?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's a killer package. It's if you book a four-day, three-night package, the government subsidizes the airfare for like $250 per couple, plus there's a $50 per diver dive credit. So it's like $175 off per person, and we're given the fourth night free and a day of diving. So you book a 4 day, 3 nights, you pay for a 3 day, 2 nights. No. A 3 night, 4 day, 3 night.
Oh, we didn't know there was going to be math, Neil.
Anyhow, $800 package is like $276 or something.
Let me make sure I understand. Walt DeMartini takes off from Miami International Airport at 2:00 on a Tuesday.
No.
Another train leaves from Chicago.
No, it's not.
And that's it.
All right. Well, it's, if you go to neilwatson.com or you call them up, they can hook you up with that Bahamas special. It is phenomenal. It actually costs more to stay home right now than it does to go do this little 3 or 4 night dive trip over in Bimini with Neil.
You know, 5 day, 4 night, we throw in a shark dive. basically it's $276 a person for 5 days, crazy. 4 nights. The airfare out of Fort Lauderdale is like $275, so what's that? $500 and something bucks for 5 days, 4 nights, including the air.
Yeah.
It'll never be cheaper.
Never.
Unless I start honoring the package rates of the special that you have
of
there.
Of the 70s, yeah.
No expiration date on this coupon. No expiration date.
It was just an ad. It was just an ad. No coupons. All right. Well, Neil, we're celebrating our 15-year anniversary, and no anniversary show would be complete without you reminiscing about the first time you heard about Scuba Radio. Could you please share that story once again with us?
Well, I think maybe I heard it from Slate, and somebody told me about some whack jobs that we're going to try to do a dive show dedicated, like, just to diving. And it had been tried, and I think you called me and asked if I'd be on the show, and Slade had said you're a pretty neat guy. I remember talking to you, and I agreed to go on the show, and all I could think of was, you know, he sounds like such a nice guy, but this show is not going to fly, man. This guy's dead in the water. I hope he has a day job other than this, because this ain't going to work.
Yeah, well, and luckily he kept those thoughts to himself at the time. Otherwise, we may never have continued.
That's great. You know, I mean, congratulations, and boy, have we had some fun. I just thinking about the live remotes we've done from the Watson Love Shack Jacuzzi, you know, with a who's who of diving, you know, like Peter Hughes and Stewart, Cole and Slate and Walt, and not to mention the drip parties, which we probably shouldn't mention the drip parties.
Well, I can't remember them anyway.
That was in Freeport, but it wasn't a drip party. That was the one that after too many cocktails and doing a live show, we decided to tape one and had to listen to it to see if it could be aired.
Yeah, I think I was there for that.
Yeah, that was a Thanksgiving weekend show, actually, and that's what we were going to play a bunch of tape from previous shows and just kind of like a repeat, and all we had to do was go do cut-ins, just do introductions like, here's, remember that time we were on this boat? Well, listen to this. That's all we had to do. And so we did a live show. We went and had dinner, and Neil starts ordering a bottle of wine. Next thing you know, we're having cigars, and Neil's telling stories. And, well, we got to go finish the show. So we go back to the broadcast area, start recording, and next thing you know, we've done the entire show and haven't hardly played any tape. We didn't play any of this. We just started rambling. And Neil started telling the stories that he had told at dinner time, and we finished, and I was like, oh, God, we're not going to be able to play this. We're going to have to just do a show next week and come in on a holiday and work. And I popped in the CD when we got back to the States and drove back to Orlando from Fort Lauderdale, where we dropped off on the airplane, and about drove off the road laughing so hard, because it was one of the funniest shows we had ever done. Neil told this great story about how there's no wives on dives and his philosophy and reasoning behind it. And I'm not going to go into details, but trust me, it was one for the record books, for sure. And you know, I've been very fortunate to have many of those experiences with Neil Watson. You never failed to deliver a good story, let alone a great joke or two. You hear what I'm saying, Neil?
Well, I tell you what, it's been a blast, and I mean the mermaid stories. I mean, you know, out of the water dancing on the bars in Cape Eleuthera, and you know those kind of things. Dominica, you know, the aqua cat trips with Slade. I mean, dude, we've had some great times.
15 years, and we've yet to be arrested. That is a feat in itself.
Hold on. Convicted. You're yet to be convicted.
Yeah, we've yet to been caught. Yes, maybe so. But we couldn't have done it without you, Neil, and I do appreciate it, and I appreciate the support, and many more good times to come, my friend, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So many islands, so little time.
This is true. All right, well, I'll let you get back to enjoying your Saturday afternoon. Thanks for checking in, Mr. Dive God, and we'll be in touch again soon, okay?
Okay, buddy. Happy 15th.
There you go. Neil Watson.
Nice.
Busiest working man in the dive industry, for sure. He's been doing it for a long, long time. You know, and You know, I remember the first time.
And if you
time,
ask Neil, he'll tell you it's the second lung that really makes it worthwhile.
Oh, boy. You know, I remember the interview we had with Neil, and I asked, you know, I said, Neil, what have you done? He goes, well, I got four world records. I got the longest dive underwater, 66 miles on scuba. And I'm like, golly. And he's like, deepest air dive, 437 feet on air.
437 feet, 6 inches.
Right,
and
right.
It's the last 6 inches that makes all the difference.
Of course. And
I remember Neil telling me that exact story. We were in Dominica, and we were riding the back of a pickup truck to meet Simon. And he's like, all this, I'm going to die in the back of a pickup truck.
Yes. Well, what a way to go. At least you're with the dive guys, right?
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, James. You're on the radio. How are you?
Hey, 14 years later with the two of us.
Yeah, you've been there since the beginning, haven't you?
You bet. Since I met you at the Oviedo Mall with you and Dick doing the presentation.
Oh, wow, man. That was a long, long time ago, but good times indeed. What is one of the highlights you have reflecting back on 15 years of doing this show, James?
The only dive that you and I did together.
The one where I was leading our dive, and I got us away from the boat and back to us in one piece, that one?
Yeah, the one the skiff brought us back on.
I don't remember that. Do you remember that, Bill? I don't remember being brought back on the dinghy of shame. That's what they call it.
That happened to me.
That happened to you,
yeah. When I was your dive buddy.
Yes, yeah. What? No, I don't remember this. All right, really? Oh, well, okay. Well, James, thanks for checking in, and thanks for making it possible. We appreciate it, my friend, okay?
All right.
There you go. Yeah, see, I know where he's going with this. He thinks I'm navigationally challenged, and that's why we had to be brought back on the dinghy of shame, because we got away from the boat, and they threw us a boat, and we had to be towed back to the boat. In the dinghy of shame. See, those were the, you know, I had forgot about that until we brought it up. Way to bring me down. No, I'm joking. I don't care. It was all good. It was good times. Good times indeed. A couple little tidbits. Speaking of memories, you know, it's all about sharing when it comes to diving. Sharing our passion for this activity and the love of diving and making those moments for our listeners. Now, we were up in Jersey last week. You know, we've been talking a little bit about the Scuba Radio Mermaids. We had Mermaid Tiffany and Mermaid Lizzie. And they were on display there at Beneath the Sea, posing for pictures. And, of course, a lot of people come up and sit down between them, make themselves a little Scuba Radio Mermaid sandwich, get a shot of it for posterity, and they're good to go. And every once in a while, you'll see one of those moments take an interesting turn, like someone's taking a mental picture, like they'll never forget this for the rest of their lives. And I've seen this, you know, God knows how many people I've seen take pictures of the Scuba Radio Mermaids on their cell phones and that kind of thing. But one caught my eye last weekend, and that was Steven. Him and his friend were dressed up. Well, they're Boy Scouts,
so they were in uniform.
And, yeah, they're in uniform, and their dad was there. And Steven, he wanted. Well, that was the dad. His son, Steven the Third, was in the uniform, and he said, "Hey, could he get a picture with the mermaids?" I'm like, "Of course he can. Let's put him in the middle." And I said, "I'll tell you what." I said, "Your son seems like he's pretty." He kind of had those eyes, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's seeing the mermaids, like, oh my gosh, he had kind of one of those looks, right?
Yes.
So I was like, I'll tell you what, count it, 1, 2, 3, and we'll have the girls lean over and give him a little peck on the cheek. And so this is the picture he got. And, I immediately, you know, his dad
he's never washing those shorts again, but he should.
He's never washing his cheeks.
Oh, sorry, my mistake.
Yeah, on his face.
My misunderstanding. They
Bill, you're a bad man.
Anyway, he got a great picture, and you see him smiling ear to ear as the girls are giving a little peck on the cheek there. But what's funny is that what he told his dad last week, and he called me up, and he wanted me to know this. He said he really, you know, this was a special moment for him. He'll never forget. He really appreciated it.
My last kiss from a girl.
His son goes, the one thing he really liked about the mermaids was that
they took direction.
One had cinnamon breath mints. The other one had spearmint. He didn't say which is which or which one he preferred, but he seemed to like them both equally. But that's what stood out. He really appreciated the fact that they had
when
breath
grandma
mints.
Kisses me, it smells like Bengay. This is much better.
That's right. Well, congratulations to Steven. I'm glad we could make that special.
Why does grandma brush her teeth with Bengay? That's just stupid.
Family moment for you. That's what we're here to do, is make memories. You know, that's what diving brings families together, and we try to drive them apart. But every once in a while, we get lucky with something like this.
Yes.
All right. So a couple other little tidbits I'll throw out at you. A good friend of mine in the dive industry, Alberto with DiveNav, he's the one who's done this dive computer simulator. It's been online for a while now. I think it's divenav.com. If you just Google it, you'll find it.
That was nice how you moved from stimulator to simulator. That was nice how you did
that. You're welcome.
It's a good transition.
They've actually just released this technology for the iPhone, iTouch, and iPad. And it's an app where now you can actually, you know, play with a dive computer or do a simulated dive on an iPad. So that is quite nice. If you look up in the App Store, you can simulate some dives on your iPad or iTouch or iPhone now by just doing a search in the App Store for the iDive computer app. And congrats to Alberto and the gang at DiveNav for making that happen. They've been doing some really cutting-edge stuff over the last couple of years. We haven't talked about it enough. I keep talking to them. They keep threatening to simulate one of our Scuba Radio mermaids into their profiles. So, like, you're test diving one of these dive computers, or it actually simulates a real dive, and then a Scuba Radio mermaid would swim through the scene. Now, that would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
And they wanted to scan our mermaids, and I thought, hey, there's a whole bunch of legal issues involved with that. And
yeah, none of them really like the MRI machines.
Right. Well, and he said, no, don't worry, we don't use computers, we use our hands.
Oh, boy.
A Braille rendition of
exactly.
A Scuba Radio mermaid. You know, how
technology,
nice.
It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? All right, well, that'll do it. for our 15th year on the air. And I promise to continue, despite what you would prefer. But we love it. And in all honesty, thank you so much. And I know I speak for Bill, for Jimmy, for everybody associated with Scuba Radio. Thank you for making our lives just wonderful. We are so thankful for your support for the last 15 years and just continue to be humbled by it. So till next week, remember, it's always better.
Down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.